Nation family, welcome to Dish Nation. So much going on. What are we chopping up today? What up, Sherry?
Well, HK Bachelor Nation star Tyler Cameron shares a sexual escapade that you will not believe.
Plus, Kanye West just showed us his new living quarters. Wait till you see this, y'all.
And someone's calling Kourtney Kardashian names, but it ain't bad. We'll explain.
Heidi's out today and Frank will join us later. But Brad, darling, what you got?
All right, y'all. Now that she's divorced, Kelly Clarkson really is Miss Independent. But it's going to cost her a pretty penny. And that's because the judge ordered her to pay her ex, Brandon Blackstock, nearly $200,000 a month, y'all.
Hey,
oh,
that's crazy.
Yes. That's $150,000 in a month in spousal support and $45,601 a month in child support.
Ooh. What?
Now, Sherry, I'm sure you've had some feelings on this. What do you think, girl?
Yes, girl, I have had to pay spousal support and child support. I pay child support to two men.
Wow.
And so this is what I tell Kelly. If you can try to find the silver lining in it, because it's a win-win situation. So if you are able to pay $2.4 million a year, that means that you are blessed to be working all of the time. Money is still coming into your coffers. So if that's the way I look at it when I have to write that check out.
You have to try to find the bright.
Shout out to you for keeping it upbeat and positive.
You gotta find it.
Always get mad every time a guy has to pay an exuberant amount of money, and I'm gonna keep that same energy for Kelly Clarkson. She's having to pay this man more money for spousal support than she's gonna have to pay for the upkeep of her kid. Now I don't know what this dude does like in his spare time where he needs that much money a month just to keep the lights on, but sometimes you gotta know when to downgrade and move on, because just because she's bringing in that kind of money doesn't mean that he should be getting
it. The court says that the child has to have the same living arrangements he has with the person that makes that kind of money.
Right.
So that's why you're paying so much.
Crazy.
But that's where the problem with the law is. They should be able to live the same way that the money earner was living when they were a child. So they can respect the humble beginnings and get somewhere.
Okay, y'all. The other day we told you Kanye West is living in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium over there in Atlanta while he finishes his new album, Donda. Well, now he's showing us his new suite, y'all, if you can call it that. It looks like he's living out of a suitcase in a small room with a basic bed, some workout equipment, and nothing much, y'all. Here I thought he had rented the entire stadium and he was just kind of running around. No, he lives in a small, small room, y'all. HK, what do you think? Is it good? Is it good that it's simple? Not many distractions?
Understanding, Cherie, that Kanye West is a minimalist, this is kind of on par for how Kanye rolls, even when he has a bigger space. And here's the thing. Sometimes you need to scale it all the way back to bring you back to your humble beginnings.
But for $1 million a night, head crack?
Then Brad, I want to ask you, because you know, when you record, could you be in something like this, such a minimalist type of situation, to get your creative juices flowing?
I could, but not for $1 million a damn night. But you should definitely be somewhere where you're not distracted. Where you try not to think about your other problems and just focus on your music.
Exactly.
$1 million, I don't get it. Somebody's pocketing $998,000.
Right.
All right, well, one of the most popular reality stars from the Bachelor franchise is Tyler Cameron. And he just put out an autobiography, and the book is called You Deserve Better, What Life Has Taught Me About Love, Relationships, and Becoming Your Best Self. Now, in the book, Tyler reveals where he lost his virginity, and it wasn't exactly a fantasy suite. Now, he says that the first time he had sex, y'all, was on his mom's bed.
Gross, nasty. Yuck.
Guys will get it wherever it falls. Trust
me. Oh my God.
Anyway, so Tyler, who's now 28, says the girl later called him out on his Facebook for ghosting her, but he says he was just really freaked out that she might be pregnant.
Has anybody had sex in a questionable area, like a train, a car, a park, their parents' bedrooms?
But not my parents' bedroom.
Yeah, she said yes.
Chewy, I'm very interested because you always talk about your mother and how she's very strict with you. She loves you. Like, if you ever done it on your mama's bed, I know she watched the show, so you might.
I never had sex on my mom's bed, but I did have some fun on my mom's bed once, and because she was at work, and it was during summer vacation, and my mom came home after work, and she could tell something was going down in her bed.
Ew.
And she was like, what did you do in my bed? I can't believe I'm telling this story right now. I can't believe it. But yo, I did grab some boobies and some
Why on my mama's it in bed. Your bed?
Because beautiful. I didn't have a key to get in my house, so we jumped through the window and it was my mom's bedroom.
So you couldn't wait a few minutes to get down to your own room?
Brett, I couldn't wait, mama. I was 11 years old. I could not wait. Let's go. Come here.
That's horrible.
Oh, Chewie's mama. Oh, hey, girl.
Sorry, mom.
Well, it looks like Kourtney Kardashian has reached the next level with Travis Barker's kids. So, during a recent Instagram live session, Travis Barker's daughter, Alabama, was playing a game of Never Have I Ever when she was asked about her dad's relationship with Kourtney and referred to Kourtney as her stepmom.
Oh, damn.
Do you think that Travis and Kourtney are secretly married, or do you think that she's just casually calling her stepmom, maybe to get up under her mother's skin? Because, you know, her and her mama don't get along. So she could be doing it just to make her mama feel kind of a way.
I think you might be onto something, Sherry, because, like, sometimes people will use other people to get back at other people. Mm-hmm. And then also, too, like, maybe Kourtney's over there so much that it feels like, hey, it is stepmom.
I mean, what kid wouldn't want a Kardashian to be their stepmom? Like, the Kardashians are the cool kids to these kids around these days.
Yeah, you guys think Kourtney's kids call Travis Barker stepdad?
Scott Disick ain't having that. Scott Disick is probably like, hell no, you better not ever call him stepdad around me. I am the Lord.
Yes.
Well, y'all, moving on. Rick Ross might be the biggest boss who owns a fleet of cars, a huge mansion, and own a couple of Wingstops. But, y'all, he's missing one important thing in his life. Take a look.
You own 100 cars and don't have a driver's license. But more importantly, I'm filling out everything for my driver's license, and they asked me, are you an organ donor? And you know what I said? Damn.
Oh, my gosh, you're kidding me. You're kidding me.
I don't know, man.
Always cars and no driver's license. HK, is this shocking to you?
It's a little shocking, but I think the narrative overall is, okay, I feel like at some point or another, Rick Ross did have a driver's license.
Right.
I remember years ago, there was a situation where, like, people tried to shoot at him in Miami, the cops came. I'm sure somebody would have asked for a driver's license, right? Maybe his license has expired and he hasn't gotten his Atlanta driver's license.
Exactly.
And that's why he's kind of riding dirty right now.
Yeah, because sometimes when you move to a different state, you don't want to lose the license in your original state. I was the same way with my Chicago, Illinois license. I did not want to get in Georgia. Your license, yeah.
You still have your Illinois, Brad? You still have Illinois?
I do, but I had to get a Georgia one, but they did let me keep the little cut picture or whatever.
Nice, cool.
The problem that you run into is if you get into an accident and you don't have the license in that state and you're Rick Ross, do you know how much liability you're in for? You'd have to pay a lot of money. Because let me tell you, if Rick Ross, because if he hits you and you claim, look, if Rick Ross hit me, Chewy, I'm going to be like, oh, my God, the baby. I can't even have kids. The baby. You suing Rick Ross.
But I'm sure he could pay these people out on the spot and hit him out with a 20-piece of thigh stop, you know, and just send them about their way. I feel like he keeps money just in case he has an infraction.
Because the wings ran out.
You know, he's upgraded.
Thigh stop.
There's a chicken shortage.
Yo, what's thigh stop, by the way? Hey, when is thigh stop, y'all?
There's a chicken wing shortage in Georgia, Chewy.
Later. I'm gonna go later.
So he does commercials for thigh stops. He was like, we got a wings? We got thighs.
Oh. All right, y'all, it is deal time, and I got what you're waiting for. You need to get your Spotlight Oral Kale Sonic Toothbrush with 6 brush heads today. Now, this brush has 3 cleaning modes to remove stains, brighten those pearly whites, and keep your mouth healthy.
Oh, and I love how the toothbrush comes with a charging base and 6 brush heads that last for about half a year. Oh, my God.
Gary, get ready to taste the rainbow. It's available in white, gray, and rose gold. Plus, this toothbrush was made by dentists, so you know your teeth are going to be in good hands.
All right, HK, how much is it?
All right, Brad, listen. Usually this toothbrush has been seen as high as $149, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $39.
Nice.
Now check that. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, find out what Hollywood couple used Legos not only to build things, but strengthen their relationship. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, welcome back. Welcome back. Look, Sherry, who decided to join us. Frank is in the building. What up, Franco? How you
Hello.
Doing, baby?
Hey, Frank. I'm good.
All right, so Joe Jonas says his marriage with wife Sophie Turner got stronger during the pandemic, y'all. But there was one thing they did argue about, and it was Legos. Uh-huh. Mm. He said, my wife and I probably built 10 monstrous Legos. I was super focused on helping her, but then I was getting easily distracted and playing Fortnite. Then he went on to say, at first we argued about it, and then it was like, she loves her organization, and it's completely different from the way I would build it. You do you, and I'll be here for support. And he eventually morally supported her Lego building by making cocktails, and that sounds like a hell of a great resolution. What do you guys think?
If your hobbies are building Legos and playing video games, are you even old enough to get married yet?
Yeah.
So, Frank, tell me something. If all they're arguing about is Legos, I think they're doing really good. Because you and your wife been in some big knockdown dragouts. What was the biggest argument you had with your wife during the pandemic, besides not showering for 3 weeks? What was the biggest argument you had?
Yeah, we didn't argue over Legos, but crazy enough, we argued over Eggos. Yeah.
Really?
It popped out of the toaster, and she'd grab it, and I'm like, hey, let go of my Eggo. And then she's like, no. But I think we're still doing well. But I think if being a supportive husband is making cocktails, I'm John Legend over here.
So, like, when your wife is about to start going in on you, do you just make a cocktail, like, automatically?
It's usually for myself.
Oh.
That's where my mistake. I never actually hand the cocktail to her. I just end up drinking while she's yelling.
That's hilarious.
Well, y'all, speaking of married couples, Sarah Ferguson was disappointed when she was snubbed by Prince William and Kate Middleton by not being invited to their 2011 wedding. I didn't know that. So the Duchess of York, who has been divorced from Prince Andrew, William's uncle, since May of 1996, revealed that she was hurt about the disinvite. So she went far away to avoid the couple's royally happy day. Now, the princess said, I didn't think I was probably worthy to go to their wedding. I took myself into Thailand and actually to be far away from it so that I could try and heal. Wow. I didn't know that.
She was kind of in the same situation as Princess Diana, who was still a royal but divorced. Should she have been expected to be invited?
What's really a trip, you guys, is Prince Harry and William's father is married to the woman that he cheated with. And she gets invited to everything. Now, if they can get over that, you was cheating around with this woman on your wife, and then you married her, that's more of a scandal to me than divorce.
I don't know. They probably got, there's some beef in there somewhere we don't know about.
But really, even if you bring it down to the practical level, y'all, if you are divorced from your spouse, do you really expect to be invited to all of the family get-togethers? Like you kind of get cut off.
I mean, at least crash the reception.
I don't think you could do that with the royals, Frank.
Do they have a reception? Do they have a wedding DJ or a band someplace after, you know?
Frank, everybody got a reception. They either doing a chicken dance or the electric slide. I don't know.
Yeah, one of those. Or both
with Megan and Harry, yeah.
All right, was Britney Spears' brother-in-law creeping? Well, we have all the dish when we come back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, Jamie Lynn posted a picture of herself with her husband, Jamie Watson, in front of two computers and holding his phone. But fans quickly noticed that he was looking at a post on Britney's Instagram, which was a quote about kindness. Now, it read, kindness, do you know what really turns me on? What I find incredibly sexy? Kindness. Which is a quote from author Michael Faudette.
And if
that seems innocent, keep in mind that this post came right after Britney's topless photo from the other day. So then Jamie Lynn reposted the pic, covering her man's phone with the caption, he's always working. So, you know my man got a peek. You know my man got a peek at the other pic.
Well, who wouldn't, Chewy? Your sister-in-law is posing with her boobs. I'm not gonna be mad at my husband. I'm gonna be like, that's a little creepy, but I ain't mad at you. Because they look good.
But here's the thing, Sherry. I can't imagine that when you catch your husband looking at his sister-in-law, but you're standing there in your own broad panties.
I know.
And he's just locked in.
He's locked in
on the Instagram
looking at Britney's
topless jean shorts.
He ain't turned around and said, well, bump your sister. I want you. He's still looking at Britney. Now, that's a little creepy.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a fantasy.
Creepy. Absolutely.
Does your wife have a sister, Frank?
Unfortunately, no, she does not. But if she did, I mean, I can't imagine the trouble I would be in if I was looking at, like, partially right. naked photos of her sister while she's standing there in her bra and panties.
Right, and, I'm not even paying attention. Because you know Frank would double tap and DM and be like, hey, how you doing? You coming over later? We're making brisket. Hey.
All right, guys. Britney's friend Madonna is having an Instagram party of her own because she dropped a bunch of pictures of herself living it up with her boyfriend dancer, a la Malik Williams, and some of her kids.
Nice.
So here's what Madge posted. She posted her with a hot dog and captioned the photo set, family barbecue.
Okay.
Okay. I ain't never seen no barbecue like this. I'm just saying.
This is the most Madonna barbecue I've ever seen in my entire life.
I am telling you, Chewy.
We got the Airstream. We got the flamingo floaty. We got hot dogs. We got heels, cowboy hats. Yeah, what? It's so Madonna.
Madonna and her crew, they had their own personal holiday with a custom Airstream trailer, like you said, Chewy. Madonna even showed off her grill, and for once, it was an actual grill. It wasn't one of her teeth.
This is actually Madonna's side gig as well. She's pushing a product. I mean, like, most, some have, like, their own furniture line or makeup line. Madonna's putting out her material grills. So.
Is that what she's selling, bro?
Is that what she's selling? A grill?
It's the material grill.
She needs some Frankation, bro. She needs some Frankation in there. That's what she needs.
Don't let your meat fall into the groove. But the flamingo, it's not even in, like, a body of water. It's just lying on the
lawn. It doesn't need to be Frank. It's Madonna. She could put that floaty in the middle of a Walmart, and we would still love it.
She's getting ready for the hot dog toss in that particular picture.
Frank. That's hysterical.
Well, up next, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis will have you all lathered up with their unique approach to bath time. We'll explain after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish Nation.
All right, I want to take a bath, a shower, everything after this story, y'all. Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, who have a 6-year-old daughter and 4-year-old son, were recently on the Armchair Expert podcast and revealed that they don't believe in bathing their kids with soap every day. And when they were little babies, they never really got bathed at all. Ashton believes if you could see dirt on them, then clean them. Otherwise, it's pointless. Ashton and Mila then say they themselves don't use soap on their whole body every day. They just hit the hot spots like their armpits and crotch. And that's it, y'all.
Yeah, you don't go by if you can see dirt. We just create dirt on our bodies. It's layers of skin that need to be washed off. That's nasty.
I think this is just a scheduling thing. As far as, like, you know, when the pandemic happened and, like, certain things closed down. My shower schedule was when I'd go to work and then I would go to the gym and then I would go home. But after I'd work out, I'd always shower. When the gym's closed during the pandemic, I wasn't working out. And I wasn't showering. I noticed, like, 3 weeks went by. And I was like,
Frank, you didn't shower for 3 weeks?
Probably not 3 weeks.
Probably not 3 weeks.
How did your wife sleep with you?
I had the same makeup on for Dish Nation for, like, 6 weeks.
You must have smelled like duck butter and regret. Like, what are you thinking, bro?
So it's over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.